The greatest and most momentous fact which the history of the world records is the fact of Christ's birth. Charles H. Spurgeon. December 1st. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Genesis 3:15. This verse is the Proto-Evangelium, the first gospel. It is the first declaration of God's covenant of grace. Can you imagine the victory Satan thought he won that day when the pinnacle of God's creation, Adam and Eve, fell in sin? Or how bad Adam and Eve must have felt bearing the shame and guilt of betraying God. But God gave them a promise and Satan a condemnation in this passage. This little verse launches the entire storyline of the Bible. The offspring of the woman was going to crush the head of Satan, signifying a death blow. But in the process, he too would have his heel bruised. The offspring of the woman was Jesus Christ. And when Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit and conceived the God-man inside her, that little infant would have one clear goal. He would crush the head of not only Satan, but with him also sin and death. That little infant would in 33 years or so be the one who would fulfill the promise given to Adam and Eve so many years before. Sin, death, and Satan would all be destroyed because he came.